Did you need the week off?
I don't know. It was it's part of it. So, you know, kind of use it. You know, was able to stay in. We were in here Monday and, got some workout and some meeting time in Tuesday and stayed for a little bit on Wednesday. And then, I went back to Orlando, for a long weekend. And it was good. Good to get back, go see friends and family. And, I'm excited to get back as well as everybody else is, excited to get back and get back with the group and with everyone and get after it.
What do you got to do on the field these next 6 weeks to build some momentum going the offseason?
Yeah, I think just continue to try and execute. I think we've seen glimpses of it. You've seen glimpses of the running game and the passing game, trying to put a whole thing together. I think continue to learn from things that haven't gone right and continue to try and improve the things that have. I think that's the biggest part of it. Try and limit mistakes and definitely learn from them.
What would you consider a successful last six games?
A successful last six games for me? I think it's more than that. I think obviously the culture here is more than just winning. I think Gus talks about that all the time. Obviously that's a big part of it, and but I think it's about continuing to get better, whatever it be. We talk about victory all the time and achieving that, and I think obviously doing that, helping the team become able to do that and put them in a position to have that opportunity.
Facing the team for the second time, what benefit is that, knowing you've seen them on the field?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Never done it before, and have the opportunity to play them again. So you get to go back and watch the first game we played against them, and then you get to watch and see the games in between and how they changed, what they did differently. And you have an opportunity to go play against the same guys, that you've seen once already. So it's definitely a neat opportunity.
How much does it help to get Mercedes back?
Huge help, him being out. It allowed some other guys to step up, Clay and Nick Jacobs and some other guys. But, obviously him being back is awesome. He's a huge target, super athletic, can go get the ball. He's, definitely a huge help in the running game blocking. And, I know he's excited to be back as well.
Do you expect him to have any rust, or do you expect him to step right in because he's been back for a few weeks here?
Yeah, I think he's been working his tail off. I know he's ready to get back. He looked good in the walkthrough this morning. But, I'm sure he's pumped. He was overrunning on the fields every day when we were practicing, when he was out. Talked to him yesterday, said he feels really good, said he feels ready to go. So I'm excited.
The last couple of games specifically, have you seen the defenses just do what they do as opposed to testing you?
Yeah, I think so. I think from week to week, it's kind of what we've seen is what they've, showed on film, which is cool. And it's an opportunity for us to go out there and try and put, what we've done in preparation all week, obviously into the game. And there's always wrinkles each and every week. Somebody's going to put something in new that you haven't seen on film or show you something a little different. And that's part of it. But, we're able to make adjustments and try and move on.
Did you self-evaluate at all what you've been doing right, not so right, some of those things?
Yeah. We had an opportunity to sit down with position coaches before we left and, talk about a lot of things, talk about where we were at, what we want to do. Obviously, these next 6 weeks, how things look different. I think one thing, a positive that you can see is the difference between, watching our Indianapolis game and watching previous games. Something that was a big point of emphasis for me was footwork. And you can see the improvements, from then till now. And, but obviously there's things that you want to continue to work on. Everybody came up with a vision or something, one thing that we wanted to work on and try and get better these next couple weeks. Obviously I think that the big thing was the turnovers inside the opponent's area. I think we had 9 turnovers on their side of the 50, and that hurts because those points are left out on the field.
In London, Gustin mentioned you guys got to stop talking about taking this next step. How do you, obviously you're going to talk about it a little bit, but how do you actually act on getting to that next level of those things and cleaning up those things?
Right. I think it's the whole get better thing. Obviously there's a point to where you get better that starts happening and wins start coming and all those things. I think it's continuing, finding ways to win. We've been in close games. We've had good breaks. We've had bad breaks, but being able to find a way.